Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Welcome, everybody. I am just ecstatic about this next guest. Her name is Elaine Lindsay, and she is an incredible Google Plus advocate. But not only that, she's got an incredible story that I really want you guys to hear. So, Elaine, how are you doing today?
I'm just great. Thanks very much, Brian.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. So, Elaine, why don't you let my audience know about your backstory? It's so inspiring.
What people don't know, I'm 59 years old. I'll be 60 in November. So being in social media is not really the norm for my age group. When I was 20 years old, I was crushed between three cars on the highway. I was actually standing between two of the cars when the third car hit. I lost part of my leg. I had myriad internal injuries. I broke both my legs. I fractured my skull. And it necessitated the next 5.5 years of consistent surgery upon surgery upon surgery. Plastic surgery to basically repair the hole as best they could. As an aside, my dad tells me to tell people I was bit by a shark because it's a better story. I have had to have an awful lot of surgery sort of beyond that, and was on something called cortisone for 5.5 years. That caused so many problems. I ended up electing to have some surgery that my family wasn't on board with. Sadly, the doctor had already killed two people with this surgery, botched it really badly, and long story short, I fed through a tube in my side for more than a year. I had five more surgeries to try and repair, and he brought in someone in the third surgery who slit my throat and diverted it out my neck. So a wonderful group of nurses got together, and we jimmied a colostomy bag that I wore on my neck for 7 months. One thing I will say, that's a real bitch to accessorize. Nothing goes with plastic.
Oh, my God.
That's my backstory. Part of... I usually get a laugh with that.
Oh, yeah. No. It's like, but still, it's like, I'm just imagining trying to accessorize a colostomy bag. It just, it's not something most people think about.
Well, no. And I didn't tell my story till 2013. And actually, part of that is due to Google Plus. But my son in 2013, my son's a bit of a joker, said, "Well, Mom, you could have bedazzled it." It was back in 1983. So it really wasn't something I thought about. But taking that to business, what happened after that necessitated me having a lot of downtime. I was in and out of the hospital right up until, well, mid-2000s. I had to get a half joint on the left leg, the one that's badly damaged. They couldn't put a full joint. I have a humerus rod in my right arm, and I have screws and nails in both shoulders and my other arm. I say I'm kind of bionic, because I am. So in 1999, through some friends, I sort of took on a part-time job and taught myself to do websites for some regional municipal councillors. And I really enjoyed that because my background had actually been interior design. I enjoyed making the websites, but very quickly realized that, you know, it didn't matter how gorgeous the site was. If people couldn't find it, who cared? So I found some people early in 2000, and Brad Callen was one of them, and I mean Dan Kennedy, there's all these people who actually talked about search engine optimization, and I dove right in head first. The unfortunate thing for me is I never knew from 1 month to the next whether I'd be up and around, or whether I'd be in the hospital or, you know, flat in bed because I was so chronically ill. So it was sort of a myriad up and down, you know, hills and valleys over time. And it got to be sort of, I guess, uncomfortable for me because I wanted to do more, but really couldn't get into anything that was full time. In 2010, a couple of clients said to me, you know, you're always such a great schmoozer. You really should be doing social media. And I had jumped on Facebook in 2007, mostly to keep track of my kids and not annoy the hell out of them by calling every day. My kids are definitely older. And I'd been on LinkedIn since 2005. So with that in mind, I decided to research, what is this, you know, social media? It can't be a job. And turns out, oh, well, yes, it is. So I ended up mentoring with Mari Smith and went to the Relationship Marketing Institute. And in 2011, I got wind of a new platform coming out, and something about it drew me in from the first second. And I did everything but turn cartwheels, which of course I can't do, to get myself an invite to Google+. I got in on day 3 or 4, and that's absolutely where I planted my flag. Google+, to me, melds all the best pieces of your websites, your blogs, search engine optimization, and social. Because you see, Google+ is very different from everything else that's out there. One, it's tied to the top 2 search engines in the world. And secondly, from the get-go, everybody there was interested in meeting new people. People always say to me, well, you know, want to get on Google+, you know, who am I going to talk to? The concept of Google+ was really to get and meet all these people you didn't know. I mean, you can talk to anybody in the world and beyond. We've hung out at the space station through Google+. I mean, it's a totally different platform that really doesn't relate to what else is out there. Mm-hmm. Now, I know for the past couple of years, people are always saying, you know, TechCrunch and Mashable are forever saying that Google+ is dead and, you know, it's never going to be Facebook. And yeah, that's true. It's never going to be Facebook. In all honesty, I don't think it ever was trying to be Facebook. It gives us the ability to basically deposit all of your information in one place that's indexed by Google. And for a time, Google and YouTube were attached, so you needed a Google+ account to get your YouTube account, which, you know, I know some people got annoyed with, but in essence, it was actually a benefit because you were getting all this extra indexing. Plus ones on your website are such a boon. People don't realize just how useful Google+ can be inside and out.
So, Elaine, you truly sound like the $6 million woman. I hope you've made $6,000 or $6 million online with all this stuff. But so, incredible story, but give me a sense of what Google+ is. I mean, why would people want to market using Google+, and what's the positives for businesses, small businesses, and stuff like that?
Okay, that's a really good point. Yes, I am the $6 million woman. Haven't quite reached $6 million yet, but don't count me out. Google+, really, I think all sizes of companies need to be marketing there, and the reason is this. Not just the indexing, but when you put anything online, be it your website, your blog, your you know, a big company website or a small business, you really need to be sure that you're making the important details consistent. And Google+, it was mentioned by, I think it might have been Matt Cutts, talked about Google+ being a knowledge repository. And what they mean by that is, if you start from Google+ and start with the About tab, there are actually 17 areas in the About tab for you to complete. That's going to give you that extra indexing, and you can take all your information from there in whatever bite-sized pieces you need for all the other channels out there. This makes sure, one, that you're consistent with everything that you put out, and also using that plus one on your website. Every time someone clicks that plus one, you're getting more indexing in search.
Awesome. So who needs to be marketing on there and why?
So I think for small business, they need to be marketing on Google Plus, not just because of the search value, because if you take a look at Google Plus, all the big companies are there. And Google Plus gives you the ability to sort of level the playing field. You can actually pull in new prospects and people who didn't necessarily know about your company. But more to the point, it's about making sure that you have all your information tied to your website, to your blog. You have integrated all of your social channels. And that's a really important piece of your marketing, to be sure that everything's working together and it's all, you know, synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. So what do people need to know? When you say using Google Plus, I mean, you know, obviously there's the personal profile, there's the business or brand pages. I mean, what do people need to know about setting that up?
Well, you should always start with a personal profile. And the reason I say that is because people do business with people, not business. And it's important for you to have a company page. If there's more than you in your small business, then you definitely need a company page. It also gives you the ability, when you have a company page, you can bring in managers who can handle that social for you, so it makes it a little easier and you're not spending as much time. The other thing about Google Plus for small business and why you should market there, you can do a post that can be synchronized to other channels. You can take that post and embed the whole thing on your website. And you're not only going to get extra indexing in search, you're going to get the benefit of Google comments on your website.
So you're recommending that we actually post this stuff directly to Google Plus and then pull it into our website, as opposed to putting it on our website and posting it to Google Plus?
I absolutely am. And I'm not saying every post, but I do suggest you do that for every few posts. We've really checked it out and done testing over time, and we do see that you are getting that really good indexing when you put it out there in search. The beauty of Google Plus, when you post there, you can add the hashtags you want. You can make sure that you have good, you know, pull them in headlines. You can sort your posts exactly the same way you do on your website or blog. You have all those options just within the posting window. You want to write yourself a novella? Go right ahead. The big search engine, they want quality. They want the most relevant information for every niche out there. So if you start from Google Plus and give them excellent quality content, you can't help but win in search.
Great advice. So what are some of the most common mistakes you see people making with Google Plus?
For one, I see people put up a profile, they're not sure what to do with it, they forget about it, and rather than asking Google to get them back their password, they just create another profile. That can be really detrimental to you down the road, because you're wasting all that great optimization juice. I like to say optimization is like a jug of juice. When you're pouring from that jug, you only have one cup. So you want it all to go in your cup. When you make the mistake of creating too many profiles so your name keeps coming up, people aren't going to be able to follow you, because quite often they're not sure which one of you is really you. And secondly, it really does water down your efforts. Now, another mistake they make, and this to me is sort of the biggest one, is ignoring the About tab. There are so many areas in that About tab where you can get bonus points, if you will. You know, links are important, and having those links connect back and forth are really important for all businesses. You have three separate areas in Google Plus. Wherever you contribute to, you can add those, and you can dictate whether or not they're current or past information. For that matter, you can add information about what you do offline if it's relevant to your niche and to getting out the information about your expertise in what you do.
So what are your best power tips about using Google Plus for the average person?
The power tips are definitely starting with that About tab. Complete all 17 boxes on the About tab. And right from the top, where you have your tagline, the tagline is indexed. You have, you know, no more than 12 words should go in that tagline. You know, keep in mind how you see things in search. You only get to see so much. So if you limit your text to what fits in search, it gives people a better idea of who you are and what you do. In the story part, where you're explaining to people who you are, let them know how you can help them. I know, actually, Brian, you say it's not about you. You say it's about the bacon. I say it's about the client. But yeah, the bacon, the marketing, the sizzling. It's definitely important to let people know how you can help them. We, when we're marketing, we need to be talking to either the pain points or the prospects. You have a perfect opportunity in Google Plus to put all that information there. And I had mentioned in the first piece about linking. There are three separate areas for links. The contributor to one is the middle one, and it is the most important. If you've ever guest blogged, if you do something for, say, Huffington Post or Mashable like today, being on Brian's podcast, that is something I'm going to add to my profile as contributor to. You can tell them whether it's a current article or it's past, and you have those two other linking areas where you can put all the pertinent links to your website, your blog, your other social channels. All of that is like an interconnected web that really puts all your information together and allows the search bots, those algorithms, to understand all your connections.
Those areas, and I didn't realize about the extra linking capabilities, and especially with articles, like, for example, I've been mentioned in or actually interviewed for Inc. Magazine, Entrepreneur Magazine. I've never added those in. So great advice. That's fabulous. So how would you recommend that people maximize their Google Plus profiles? I mean, do they spend a lot of time on their personal profile? Do they, you know, how much time do they spend between their brand pages? Because, for example, I've got multiple. I mean, I've got Not About You. I've got one for the Bacon Podcast. Not About You is my book. Not About You, it's about bacon. I've got one for B2B Interactive Marketing. So I've set up multiple brand pages. How do we maximize all that to get the best results?
Well, in my estimation, rather than spread yourself too thin, I would have suggested for your book that you actually have the book both on your personal profile and on your main brand. Rather than watering it down, you want to start from your personal profile. You're going to build some connections. And how you do that, this is a bit more of a power tip, is you go and join some of the communities that are related to who you are, what you do, what your expertise is. There are so many communities on Google Plus, and those people will follow you back. Once they get to know you as a person, then they're going to follow your company pages as well. And that's when you start to build up, putting a post, say, once a week on your Google Plus page so that you're actually building up some more indexing that you then embed on your own website. And all that back and forth is actually going to help you build more indexing and build a bigger following.
Totally makes sense. So what are people missing as far as opportunities go? I mean, you know, what about interconnecting YouTube? I mean, is there other, you know, Google places or other ways that this information can really build their brand online?
Yeah, and that's a really, really good question about what they're missing. I actually have a client that we went through and did I do a long-term training for Google Plus, and she had done everything we requested on the About tab, and she was shocked to know that I keep saying there are 17 areas, you have to complete them all. She was contacted directly from a Google search, and the only place the information was actually held was on Google Plus in her About tab. She had done a number of years ago, and it's the only place, because I said to her, you know, make sure, put everything you've ever done should be here. And these people had contacted her, and she's since done a number of paid speaking engagements from that being found in Google search. And it all came from her Google Plus account. So those are the opportunities people are going to miss. The other opportunity, and this is a really big one, people don't realize YouTube, it's a community on its own. So you should be looking at building your subscribers as well. And when you're adding your videos to YouTube, if your YouTube channel is attached to your Google Plus page, those videos are going to be shown on your Google Plus page. So you're getting that double exposure from Google Plus and YouTube, and you're able to let the people know in Google Plus that you've put out a new video, and you can ask people on all the social channels to be sure and subscribe to your YouTube channel. People don't realize just how valuable that is, but as the second largest search engine in the world, YouTube has millions of people there every single day looking for phenomenal content.
Great concepts. That's awesome. So, Elaine, great stuff. Thank you so very much. Now, you've got something you'd like to offer my audience. What is that?
I have a tips and tweaks takeaway sheet that gives people information and a little bit further into both Google Plus and YouTube with a few little bonus items like something called circle count, you'll see that on the sheet, that really help you getting yourself found in search and getting yourself pumped up out there on the internet so you're seen as the expert in your niche.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for sharing that, and thanks for sharing some great information today. I really appreciate it. I know my audience will too. So can you let people know what is the best way to contact you?
Yes, absolutely. You can email me at elaine@truelsocial.com.
Can you spell that, please?
Absolutely. It's truelsocial.com. And if you just put Elaine at, or for that matter, you can simply put +/ Elaine Lindsay and you'll find me online.
Awesome. Elaine, thanks again. This has been great. It's been a pleasure to get to know you better. You have an incredible backstory and some incredible information about Google Plus. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brian. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.